Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Coco Lamar is an award-winning vocalist and burlesque entertainer. Originally from Sacramento, she's taken her lounge acts to Los Angeles and performed across the country. And for years, she's heard a similar refrain from audiences at her shows. She sounds just like Amy Winehouse. Now she is fully embracing that vibe, performing as the front woman of the Winehouse Revival, and she's bringing it back to Sac, performing this Friday, tomorrow, at the Good Luck Lounge located at Ace of Spades. Here's a sneak peek.
Hey, then sniff me out like I was tangled. Cause don't my fell out my God.
And Coco Lamar joins us now. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Wow, oh you do sound just like Amy Winehouse.
That's probably the best like compliment or best voice I could ever be compared to. Like for a long time, people have been like, oh, doesn't that like bother you after a while to get compared? It did when I first started out because I was like, oh, it means
you're an individual.
Yeah, I was like, it means I don't have my own sound. And I'm like, now I'm like, no, that's a great person to be compared to vocally. Yeah.
How did you get started as a vocalist? How did you begin as a singer?
Honestly, all the women in my family sing. It's been kind of a, like, especially my, you know, my mom being a pastor's daughter and things like that, it kind of started in church. And yeah, everyone, we love karaoke. We do a lot of karaoke in my family. Like, my little sister has a beautiful voice. My aunts have beautiful voices. And then, you know, I did musical theater in high school. But I actually didn't know that there were, like, women with, like, deep rotund voices until I was already out of high school and things like that. And Amy was one of those artists that I discovered and started falling in love with her music.
What is it about burlesque performing, the lounge act scene and vibe and energy that attracts you to performing in this environment?
You know, I can remember vividly watching like old movie musicals and things with like my Aunt Charity and my grandma. And really loving just that aesthetic of like ostrich feathers and like fully rhinestoned corsets and gowns, like head to toe. And knowing that I wanted to be that, even if I didn't have quite a word for it quite yet, even as a kid. And yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to be dripping in pink ostrich feathers and, you know, like head to toe rhinestones and things like that? And it's very much so like a transportive experience that I really enjoy. It's this art form that goes back, you know, some people say, oh, it started in the 20s or, oh, it started in the 1800s. And it really, there's no way to predate mm-hmm. this art form. And there's just something about it that's, it's so dynamic and it blends this like timeless imagery with like contemporary imagery. And burlesque doesn't have to be any one specific thing. I hate when people are like, oh, well, burlesque has to be this or it has to be that. And it doesn't. There's this whole beautiful world of like burlesque and burlesque variety arts. And I feel most at home and I feel most like myself when I'm performing in those spaces.
So when did the Winehouse Revival begin to take shape? I mean, we led with, you know, people would say that you sounded like Amy Winehouse, but was it just as simple as that, or is there more behind this revival?
There's a little bit more behind the revival. I started performing my lounge act back in 2017. I started at 25 Degrees Bar and Restaurant in Huntington Beach. And they were the first people to give me like a weekly show. And then it turned into a twice weekly show and went on forever. I was with them for 5 or 6 years. And ever since I started performing, and even before that, when I was just doing karaoke nights, people would come up to me and tell me, you sound exactly like Amy Winehouse. And I remember like even, you know, I would experiment with like, oh, let me try Valerie. Let me sing Back to Black. And as I started doing my lounge show, I was hearing it more and more. And it became such a popular request that I just decided to do like a dedicated set in most of my lounge shows. I'll do like an hour long of just Amy covers, especially because it never fails. Like I'll perform Valerie, and then the next hour someone will come in and be like, can you do Valerie? And I'll be like, okay. And hopefully there's enough tables that have turned over that they don't have to hear me sing it twice, but then I'll do it. And then another person's like, can you do Valerie? And so it became this dedicated set that I would do. And earlier this year, or I should say last year, April 2024, I moved to the Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. And I'm very blessed in that I've had a lot of really incredible opportunities since I started performing in 2017. And I've performed in a lot of the biggest and longest running shows, especially in the Southern California area. And I was kind of like, where do I go from here? What do I do? And people had said and mentioned it early on. They're like, oh, you should do an Amy show and do this and that. And I really sat with it. And I was like, you know what? I should do an Amy tribute show. And that's kind of how the Winehouse Revival started. Mm-hmm. And so I guess in a way, I've been kind of preparing for this for a few years now, but didn't know it until this year.
Did you have to do some research?
Yes and no. I didn't like go out of my way to watch like every documentary ever made or anything like, because I also feel like once you've seen one Amy documentary, you've seen them all, and they're all very sad.
Yeah.
And it's, I feel like each one is kind of the same. It's the tragic life of Amy Winehouse, and you very rarely get to see the beautiful life that was also part of her. She was very vibrant and very funny and very insightful person. And so it was kind of this thing where I wanted to avoid watching too many documentaries or things like that where you're learning about her from other people. I always feel like if you're studying someone, whether it's in music or maybe you're studying for like an acting role, the best way to learn about that person is like from their own mouth. So any of the research that I've done, in addition to just, you know, the 14, 15 years of listening to Frank and Back to Black on repeat, mm-hmm. It's very much so been like, I'll watch interviews with her where she gets to talk about herself, reading her book in her own words, which is a really incredible, it's a beautiful book. Or, you know, watching the behind the scenes clips when she's performing live and things like that. And because I feel like just with her music alone, she told us who she was. And that's, it's best to go straight to the source. And this person laid their soul bare for you to know and to understand who she was. And I don't think there's any need to go to any other source or, you know, keep chipping away at all the tragic or sad things that happen. She's a very beautiful person, and mm-hmm. her whole life deserves to be celebrated, yeah. not just the addiction and the struggles and things like that.
We have more clips of your rehearsal to give people a sense of what it's going to be like tomorrow on Friday. Let's take a listen to He Can Only Hold Her. And of course, you sound exceptional, but we also got to give a shout out to the band you're going to be performing with. Tell us a little bit about the Smalley Big.
Smalley Big, they are a group of, you know, young, very talented guys. They specialize in like jazz and soul fusion, but they also really know how to lay down the funk. And I was like, that's exactly what this show needs. It needs that, you know, that boom, 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 boom. Yeah. And the horn section, I'm so excited. You know, each guy is so talented and really dedicated to their craft, which is something that I really admire about each of them. And, you know, when we got to do our first rehearsal together, it was really wonderful, like, it'd be like, oh, well, you know, there wasn't a chart for this, so I went out of my way to look up an orchestral version of this, and I took the chart for the sax for this. And I was like, that's exactly what I need in my life. I need people that were like, yeah, I'm taking it upon myself. And they were excited, and they were very sweet, where they're like, you know, of all the tribute or cover bands we could be asked mm-hmm. to be a part of, they're like, this is probably the funnest.
Yeah,
like,
yes. And you still are having your own creative kind of stamp and fingerprint mm-hmm. on this work. People are going to be taking it in tomorrow yep. at the Good Luck Lounge, which is within Ace of Spades off R Street in Midtown Sacramento. What can audiences expect?
I'm really excited because we're doing sort of an immersive version of the show. Mm-hmm. It's not just a concert, and that was very important to me, was that I didn't want it to be just a concert, especially with the way things are right now. It's getting very expensive to exist, and I wanted everybody to feel like they were really getting their money's worth. So it's a free show. There's no cover, but you know, I've got myself and Smalley Big backing me, and we've worked really hard on our arrangement. And we also have the incredible Mariah Lewis, who's leading It Factor Collective, which is a collective of incredible dancers up and down California, and they teach. And she's an incredible choreographer herself. She got a couple of girls together to do some ambient performances, and I'm really excited. She just did the choreography for, I can't remember the name of it, but there's a big Star Wars show in residency in Las Vegas. She did the choreography for that show as well. And so there'll be some ambient performances. We also have some signature cocktails on the menu inspired by Amy and by her music, and even in a good mocktail version yeah. too. I wanted all the NA people to be able to, you know, enjoy themselves too.
Well, what yeah. a treat, Coco. Thank you for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you for having me. Oh my God, this was such a vibe.
It is good. Thank you.
yeah.
Big compliment. Coco Lamar is a vocalist and burlesque entertainer, and she's performing as the front woman for the Winehouse Revival. It's happening tomorrow, this Friday, at the Good Luck Lounge in Midtown Sacramento. And you heard it from her, there is no cover. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Tuesday after the Labor Day holiday. Have a good one.